It is March 22. It's Friday, 2024. It have been some days since I recording, but I have not gone away. You maybe are thinking like that, but I don't recording if it's have not happen anything, that something that I need to tell you. And it have happened that what I have waiting for a long, long, long time, that I am going to do the X-ray on my brain. Inside my brain, and it will be March 28th, and I'm going to far away, not to another country, but about 1 hour drive or more to the hospital, a bigger hospital than what we have here in Helsingborg in Sweden. And it I am frightened to do the X-ray on my brain. I need to lay inside a tube, and the machine is take a picture of my brain, and it is the devil that have caused me have so much problem to place something over my face. I think I will not be covered, get something just on my face, but it's bad enough to lay in a very slim pipe, a tube, and I told the doctor, they'd be scared, the doctor and the nurse, when I say that. It's very strange for me that people go so frightened and surprised that someone can be so evil as my brother, my blood brother. I told her that I'm frightened to lay in such a pipe, because my brother, he used to, when we were children, when we were kids, he had take a pillow and lay on my head, over my head, over my face when I was sleeping, and hold it so I couldn't take it away. And he hold it until I was in almost on my way to die, because I couldn't breathe. And that had caused me many problems in life. I told him, my brother, I don't know if he wanted to kill me, but he did so much, so I was close to die. And I don't know, that is one of things I remember from my childhood. And that I have said it before, I think they did more than that. My brother and my adopted older sister. I remember one time they let me lay and be like, they were playing doctor. So they told me to lay on like a bed. And then they started to investigate, looking inside my nude body. And I don't remember everything, but I remember that I say, stop, I don't want to be here. I say to them, and it must be very much, because I accepted everything they did on me. So it must have been something, maybe placed something between my legs when I was nude. Something did they do for me to tell them that I don't want to be do this anymore. Maybe it's good that I don't remember everything they did on me as a child. But I know that my first man I had in sexuality, he took my virgin. They couldn't have placed anything inside me that have taken that away. So that's the only result I know about my childhood. And my father that passed away, he come through in the year 2000. And he told me that he did many things of me, sexuality. But he say he never penetrate me. And that word have I hard to remember, to say penetrate. But after that he come and told me that he didn't penetrate me. Then I remember that word. It's a hard word to know and say it. So he did everything on the outside, but not so much inside. The doctor, she wrote me so I get some pills. And she asked the nurse that if she could give me two pills. But I get the whole box of that medicine, nerve. I think it's called Stesolid too. And I'm going to take one in the morning when I go with the taxi. And when I come to the hospital, if it have not start working, then I can take two. And I suppose it will be two, because the first time I come to the hospital and should do that for maybe 10 years ago, I refused to go in. I got panic so very much. And I had taken one pill. And the doctor had not given me more than one pill. So I couldn't do any more. So I get panic and refuse to go in there, in the pipe. Or else they could see it. And I have to blame it on myself. But I didn't know that I should be in so much panic. But today, I have been in that kind of pipe tube many times because of my pancreas. But in those times, I have told them to not take me in so I don't see the outside of the tube. So that have been working good. The first time I was nervous, but then I have not been nervous after. I have learned to lay there. So maybe it have going away a little of it, so I don't get panic. When I have done that, my doctor will look at the results of it, I try to come to a house where there is more people living there. I'm used to live with strangers. After I was homeless in the United States, am I okay? As long as I can close the door to my bed, then I'm okay. And I want to live like that because if I be something that I fall to the floor or something happen with my brain or something, and I need to do a surgery on my knees also, so I can't be on my own. Be after the surgery on my legs. I don't have anyone that can push me in the wheelchair. So that's a problem that will happen March 28 now, this week that's coming up. And I got the papers today from the hospital in Malmö. It is, yesterday I was talking to a woman. It's in the United States. But she didn't know that I live in Sweden, and she talking about United States with me, and I am not interested so much of the political things in United States. So I don't answer so much in that. I don't have any side of it. I can tell those stupid things. But they can be any side. And it's bad that they are so old, these people that should be leader of United States, that they can't choose younger. It is very close that he get a stroke, Biden, but it's the same with Trump, that he can get a stroke because they of that age. Nowadays, here in Sweden, I notice that men, they die just after they have been 80 years old. And it's very much, it's a limit there. It's scaring that is so early they passed away. But women is some 5 more years. They going into 90, close to 90. And I am only 71, but I have this with my pancreas and this with the brain. But I hope it's I survive these things, that diseases I have in my body. Because I have changed the way I live my life. I have not drinking alcoholic things for 25, 30 years. And I don't take any extra pills. Daily. I take extra pills now when I do the x-ray, but I don't do that normally. I try to hold it clean as much as I can every day. And I try to eat healthy food. So I don't do disturbing things for the body. I have seen people die when they're running and are old. And I think they can do the same as they when they were young, and don't understand that life have running away from them. They need to slow down a little. Can't have this. It's like they were when they were young. And it's with sexuality also, that it's very much on the heart when they do that. And they can't do that 3 times a day like that. They have to slow down in that also. But I see that older men think they can have a young girl. They think that and not need to slow down. And it was I think it was a woman I talked to. I don't know if it was a woman or a man, because it was a little like Mexican style on her name or his name. And it was about UFO. And she said that when her mother died, she said that she believed that UFO exists. But she say also that she had met God, and God was a blonde in his hair, and he was white in his skin, and he was a white man. She say that, even if she have seen UFO, did she take it away? And I'm wondering why she must decide what side she should stand on. Why couldn't she accept UFO and God in the same, that they were together? And so I told her that I have met God, I have been in his throne room, but I have also been taken, abducted of UFOs. I have been into spaceship, and they have taken me to places and to show me, I say. And it's my whole life now. She say, it's sad that you are not coming to the conclusion to get the answer. Who am God? She said to me. But I say that I have. I know now what it is, because I know about afterlife, that there is a life after death. And one thing was when I met God, I knew I talked to God, and I asked God, what is alien and UFO, what is that? And God answered me that that's the people of the future. And I know in afterlife there is my ancestors that have passed away, but I remember my life, that I have been in very strange places, to have find it, very strange places. I have been in places, and by doing my family tree, I can see they have lived there in those places where I have been, and they have shown me that way where they lived. And for the year that I should be married, go to Texas and stay there, and I thought I should stay there for the rest of my life. And before I should go there, I guess start to be tired now, so the energy in my body is start to ending. And that when I should decide me to fly to Texas, my daughter's father and I or with my daughter also, went to that city where I have been born in. And I say to my daughter's father, I got hiccups now. It's someone coming in that make me get hiccups. I say to my daughter's father that I take with me the family tree I had, because my mother had done a family tree based on the church books. So we were to those places where they have lived, and I look around how it looked like, and say goodbye to them, because I thought I should stay in Texas. And then I say, I will see if we can find the place where my grandmother lived. And that was far out in the forest, because it had growing up trees. Because I had been there when I was child, and then not more. So it was about 30 years since I was there. And it had growing up trees, so it was forest. But when my grandmother lived there, it was field. It was clean. There was no forest. It was clean of fields. And then in that forest, I know exactly where we should go. And I say, when we come to a road, I say, would you go a little farther, and then you turn right on to the next road, I say. And just there was it where my grandmother lived, I say. But I didn't really believe that, but I say that it was there. And suddenly it was my grandmother's house. And I didn't want to go to the house because there was people lived there. But those that was lived in my grandmother's house, they come to our car, as it was so few people that come in the forest. And they come, and when I say my grandmother have lived here, and they say, we have seen a woman here, a ghost woman, and we were to the priest, to the church, where closest church, and we talk about we have seen ghost in the house, and the pastor say that that woman that lived there, she died in the house, so she's still there as a ghost. And I say, that was not my grandmother, because she died in the hospital. But maybe there was someone that have lived in my grandmother's house when she was in the hospital. This woman, she say that I should I should give her a picture of my grandmother and see if it's her that walking around at the property and the house. And I sent her a picture, and she said that that's the woman that walk around in this house. So I knew it was my grandmother's house because we were talking, she and I, and I saw it looked the same as when I was a child. So it's very clear for me what everything was about in my walking when God come and talk. You that have not listened at my podcast, you need to do that, because it's about this with my ancestor that coming back. And I understand that my ancestor they are coming back. They are here. It's someone here. It's red hair. Person. And I don't take contact, but I tell you, it's a little disturbing. My ancestors, those are those that God was telling about. He said they are the people of the future. And my ancestors, they are the people from the past. But it is not about time in heaven. I have understood there is only one day in heaven. So they are alive in heaven, and for them is it only one day? It's like they have passed away today, even if it's many years ago. They are the future family, and they want to have contact with us. So it's very important to do the family tree, to come to know them, because that's the future for you. The future is what's in heaven. And you don't get any future if you have not talking to them and know who they are that coming back. The past is coming back as the future. And you need to understand it. The past is not the past, because it's included in a long one day in heaven. And it's very close where they have been. So they understand that to take contact because of the future. You get the future together with them. And so I ended this in understanding that the future is the ancestor you have. And I ended here because I start to fall to sleep again. I have recently laying in my bed and been sleeping. But I am sleeping again because this man that walking around with a red hair, and he have a black like cape on him, and he's showing like it's very heavy, loudy, and I know we're going to get a real end of the world that wants us to be together, everyone. And that we understand that we need to understand who they were in the past. Who was the ancestors? They are here to talk to us, but they can't talk to us if we don't know who they are that I'm talking. So that's what I wanted to tell you, that it's very important to do your I stop here because my brain stopped, and he maybe talked to you about something. It's like he say that to you, to me, that he have talked to you to clear it up so you understand it. So I'm going to talk to you about my x-ray when it's coming, or else I be gone, because I maybe be so scared so my heart stop. So we'll see if I have a day after the hospital. So God bless you, and thank you for listening. And God bless you. We see if there will be a day tomorrow also after the x-ray.